chapter 23. We're just going to quickly give you a word of the Lord here that I believe God has for you today. We've been talking about the power of the cross, the power of the cross. And we are in the middle of Lent season. Those of you that are into that, observe those things. Ash Wednesday, of course, was last Wednesday, and now we're in the middle of Lent. And we sort of march a little differently because we start off our year with our time of fasting and praying. We kind of make that a priority here at Mount Zion. So we've already had our time of fasting. So we are now in a time of just rejoicing for what the Lord's given us. So I guess in a roundabout way, you can say that was our Lent, if you want to think of it that way. But there are many others who are doing the same thing right now. They're turning their thoughts to the Lord, turning their thoughts to Jesus and His suffering for us. And so we're kind of doing that in the Scripture here, looking at the power of the cross. And I want us to get to a place where we understand that the cross, although it was the place where our Savior died, although it was the place of great and intense suffering, we need to understand that suffering had a point. There was a reason for Jesus to go through what He went through. And there is a great power that is attached to the cross. That when we accept the cross in our lives, when we're willing to say, yes, I will take up my cross daily, as the Scripture says, to follow Jesus, that there's power that accompanies that. That it's not just about suffering. It's not just about, you know, suffering for Jesus. No, there's a power for that. There's a power that comes with that. And so in Luke chapter 23, I just want to read one quick verse with you here. Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. And many of you know this verse very well. He's been led to Golgotha, the place called the skull. He carried his cross up that hill, and the soldiers crucified him there, nailed his hands and his feet to a wooden cross, and stood him up for the world to see. And as he's hanging there, the very first thing that Jesus says while he's hanging on the cross is found in verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." Father, help us to learn today the power of forgiveness in Your name. Amen. There was a young nun once who had claimed to have a vision of Jesus.